are listening to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast written and produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Today is Easter Sunday when we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. It is the most important and the most joyous day of the Christian calendar, and we are happy that you have joined us today.
It is Easter morning. My name is Owen Ragland, and I want to share, He has risen just as He said. The first Easter morning did not start with celebrations of Hallelujah. It began with sadness, followed by fear and confusion. A group of women went to tend to Jesus' grave, still grieving from the horror of His crucifixion, and likely in fear of encountering Roman soldiers at the tomb. On arrival, they found the stone rolled away and an empty tomb. Jesus' body was gone. If that did not put them into shock, their encounter with an angel, described as the appearance of lightning and clothes as white as snow, must have completely frightened them. Then we hear the angel speak. From the New International Version, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 5 and 6, the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." He, Jesus, has risen just as he said. Come and see for yourself, and then go witness to the disciples. In fear and joy, the women delivered the message. And in the King James Version of the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 and 20, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord." Jesus had risen just as he said. And having appeared to the disciples, they too were charged to go and be a witness. In 1739, Charles Wesley penned a hymn that has been sung during Easter services for the last 286 years. "Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Earth and heaven in chorus say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply. Alleluia." In the last 2,000 years since that first Easter, how many times have people encountered the risen Jesus and, having believed, gone out to be a witness? I am one of them. On this Easter morning, I join with countless Christians to celebrate the risen Christ, to sing hallelujah, praises to God. I celebrate the witnesses in my life, my parents, and a faith community that led me to a relationship with Christ, accepting Jesus as the Savior who died on a cross for my sins. On this Easter morning, and every Easter morning, we celebrate Christ the Lord has risen today. When we sing our hallelujahs, we provide a witness to others that Jesus has risen just as he said. We are Easter people. We witness to the risen Christ who is still with us today. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.